Prepare yourself for a physical therapy conference that will deliver a PT education hangover of epic proportions. Because we're going to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas!
This October, PT Pintcast presents the Tri-State Physical Therapy Conference, October 11th to the 13th in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
3 days of learning, networking, and, well, probably some good old-fashioned Las Vegas-style fun. With presentations by APTA President Sharon Dunn, State Chapter Presidents Chris Powers of California, John Hike of Arizona, and RJ Williams from Nevada. With your keynote presentation by Tim Flynn, focus talks on telehealth, medical marijuana, and motivational interviewing. Okay, just so we're clear, that's three different talks. We're not mixing medical marijuana with telehealth and motivational interviewing. Well, not yet, anyway. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at ptpintcast.com. Want to win your way in? Enter to win free tickets at ptpintcast.com. The Tri-State Physical Therapy Conference, October 11th to the 13th. What happens in Vegas? Well, you know how this ends.
Thinking about this the other day, back when I was in radio, finding a job somewhere that you wanted to be, that was so hard. You had to pretty much just take any job that came up if you wanted to work for a particular type of station. Whoever called you back, that's where you went. So you could be in North Dakota or Timbuktu, and there's nothing wrong with North Dakota or Timbuktu, but if it's not where you want to be, that sucks. Now, when you're a physical therapist, you have options. And that's where Arias comes in. They find physical therapist jobs doing what you want to do, where you want to do it. Don't get burned out. Change your scenery. Change the setting. They've got them all. All 50 states, they got you hooked up. AURUSmedical.com. Arias has been placing people in physical therapy positions for decades. They got you covered. AURUSmedical.com. See what they have to offer. Do what you want to do, where you want to do it. AURUSmedical.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pintcast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
We're going to Vegas, everybody. I know, if you follow us on social media at PT Pintcast, you've seen we are actually hosting the keynote for the Tri-State Physical Therapy Conference. The three in the Tri, California, Arizona, Nevada. Let me try that again. The three in the Tri, California, Arizona, Nevada. Yeah, I got that right the second time. Those three states coming together, those three state associations putting on their own conference together in Las Vegas, and again that date October 11th through the 13th. We have tickets to give away, a couple pairs to get you into that conference for free. We'll talk about that and how you can win those in just a second. But right now I bring in Juliet Dassinger as a third year PT student at AT Still University in Arizona. Juliet, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Jimmy.
So you're in Arizona as a student, but right now you're in Nevada as a student. How's that work?
Well, right now I'm on my first clinical rotation for my third year, and I'm actually in beautiful Las Vegas right now. I am not too far from where the conference is going to be at the South Point Hotel. Yeah.
It's a rough clinical experience right there. That's difficult. How do you focus? I mean, you've got, the world's playground right there in your backyard. But you're seeing patients right now. What setting are you in?
I'm in an inpatient rehab facility at Encompass Health. I'm in Henderson right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, I see palm trees and mountains right now. It's sunny. And how I focus, yeah, the strip might be right there, but I just got to save those things for the weekend,
All right. Well, this event going on the 11th to the 13th in October. Let's talk a little bit about why people should come. Number one, it's a conference. First of its kind, California, Arizona, Nevada coming together to put on one big conference, 3 days of learning in Sin City. And let's talk a little bit about what people can expect, things that will go down on the conference. What can they learn?
Oh, for sure. So on the first day, Friday, October 11th, we do have some pre-conferences, which actually look pretty cool. We have an aquatic session, a lumbar stabilization, and one that I thought looked really cool was an advanced intervention for overhead athletes. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, so those are appetizers. That's your conference before the conference on the 11th. That's Friday.
On the 11th. So then Friday night, we have a PT pub night, a kickoff party, I would say. Always love PT pub night. That's just where everyone can get together, socialize, see who's at the conference, get comfortable with people. Saturday, so then Saturday is when everything starts with our favorite Sharon Dunn, our APTA president, with their keynote. And then also our panel discussions with our three chapter presidents, with John Hyde from Arizona, Chris Powers from California, and RJ Williams from Nevada. And then, Jimmy, you're the one who's facilitating recording all those. That's
yeah, correct. I've got to wrangle all those presidents, the four presidents.
Yeah, you do.
National and each three of those states bringing together some people. So we're going to get really macro. I mean, you get really wide with someone like Sharon Dunn looking at mm-hmm. the nation and the world, and then you can get micro with each three of those three state presidents. What else do we have on tap? Because we're going to kick off that on Saturday at 8 a.m. We got to bring the energy level way up.
So then another thing I saw on Saturday was something called PT Ed Talk. When I first read this, I was like, is that a TED Talk or a PT Education Talk? We'll see what that is. But has Rick Ritter and Amanda Boxel. That looked very interesting to me when I was reading up on this. And then also at night, we have a reception event from the Cal PT Fund, which is called Barrels and Brews. It's a reception right before the PAC event for each of the states. So Nevada, California, and Arizona each have their own PAC event.
So we're starting to talk about things like PT Pub Nights. We're talking about PAC events and Con Ed. It's starting to feel like a smaller version of that little thing we throw every year called CSM.
Yeah, so this is a smaller version, but obviously it still has those like big main components that people look forward to at CSM and those big conferences. So it's really cool that they're still pulling all of those things that people look forward to, those big conferences, at this Tri-State one.
What else are we talking about in terms of information and sessions? Anything else that grabbed your eye?
Yeah, so actually on Sunday, we have another keynote speaker, Tim Flynn. So he's talking on chronic pain in America. So everyone loves talking about chronic pain. It's like the big topic that is happening right now, obviously, with the opioid epidemic. So that's going to be a very big one on Sunday. That's also at 8 a.m. And then some other sessions that I found very interesting were mindfulness, telehealth, medical marijuana, motivational interviewing, animal rehab. I thought that was very cool. Dry needling and emerging practice trends.
Yeah. A lot of different topics. And we talk about that medical marijuana, then pain management, mm-hmm. chronic pain with Tim Flynn. We talk about motivational interviewing. So just as wide as programming at CSM, but a little smaller, but not too small because it's still three states wide at this Tri-State PT Conference. More information on the conference, you can go to each of those chapter websites, California, Arizona, Nevada, or you can hit ours at ptpinecast.com. And if you're hearing this before July 31st, pay attention, you can try to win your way in. We're giving away a pair of tickets. So a pair of tickets up for grabs if you're an SPT or an SPTA, and a pair of tickets up for grabs if you're a PT or a PTA. So two pairs in all. So make sure you hit that website, and we'll get you signed up for an opportunity to get this conference in there for free.
Anyone's interested and they want to register, they can register at each one of those states. So from Arizona, you can go to the Arizona website, and same thing with Nevada and California. Each state has their own registration as well.
All right, we're going to be talking to another student helping you put this event on in just a moment. We're talking to Shivani from Mount St. Mary's University. Before we go to her, I got to ask, I mean, you're in Vegas right now doing a clinical rotation. What's your go-to? What's your suggestion for people coming from out of town? What's the one thing they definitely have to go and visit? Get specific. Where should we go? Navigate it for us, Juliet.
If you've never been to Vegas, obviously you have to go to the Strip. You have to see the hotels, the casinos, the lights, you know. And if you are a person who loves the nightlife, you have to go to a club. And my recommendation is right in the middle. There's an actual Eiffel Tower. It's the Paris Hotel. There is a club in there, and you get a nice view of the Strip. So
love that.
That's the one I recommend.
All right, Julia, thanks for the insight. We're going to bring in Shivani now, a second year student at Mount St. Mary's University in California. But little birdie has told me she's taken quite a few road trips to Las Vegas with her classmates.
This is the PT Pinecast.
And here she is right now. We bring in second year PT student from Mount St. Mary's University. Shivani, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. So we bring you in. Just talk to Juliet about a lot of the programming and the structure of the Tri-State PT Conference. But we wanted to bring you in because when we start talking about this, it sounds a lot like CSM, and a lot of service elements go into conferences of that size. We think we have something to do with PT Day of Service, and I think you're going to be able to tell us that.
Yeah, so it's really cool since this year the conference falls on October 12th, which is PT Day of Service. We kind of decided to merge the two and do a little sneaker drive, actually. We actually teamed up with this company called Ripple, who takes your donations, the shoe donations, which in our case is sneakers, they go to underdeveloped countries like Haiti and Honduras, and what they do is they sell those shoes to them at a very, very, like, very low cost. What those people there do then is kind of open up their own business and become entrepreneurs and sell those shoes into in their community. So it's a really cool way of kind of giving back globally. The cool thing is that they make it really, really easy for us. You have to register. There's a landing page for the website, so you can register there. You collect the sneakers, and then there's two options, right? So you can have the drive be at your community, at your clinic, at your school, wherever you want it to be. You just have to register. And then once you have the drive for however long you want to, you just tell them how many sneakers you have. And then based on that, they'll give you bags. Each bag holds 15 sneakers, and it's already pre-stamped and everything. So all you have to do is just put the sneakers in the bag, and then you ship off the bag with UPS.
Wow. So making it really nice and easy. Process. Yeah. All right. So what we're going to do is we've got the link for this contest to collect the shoes and distribute them. And again, they make it real easy. They'll send you pre-packaged, pre-stamped and pre-everything. You do the hard work of collecting those shoes, those gently worn shoes. You send them to Ripple. And again, that link will accompany this episode. So just click it in the show notes. And then, our goal is to get a few thousand pairs of sneakers.
Yeah. So you can either do it locally, right, if you're in like California or Arizona and you're going on a plane to the conference and you can't carry sneakers with you, you can do locally. Or what you can do is you can bring the sneakers with you to CPTA and you can just make your donation there. So you don't even have to deal with anything. All you have to do is give us the sneakers and we take care of everything else for you.
Perfect. Yeah. And this is actually going on this Tri-State PT Conference, 11th through the 13th of October, going on during PT Day of Service. So it's good that service is going to go on right when we're all together with a bunch of old friends and new colleagues and new connections.
Yeah. Good thing is that since you mentioned that it was a contest, they do actually have a prize. For the people who collect the most shoes, you can send two people with Ripple to the underdeveloped or underserved country, and you basically get to go with them there, and they show you exactly how everything is done. They put you up at a nice resort. It's a really cool way to see how exactly their whole model works in terms of the donation.
Yeah, so, see where the giving goes. I like that.
Also, at the Tri-State Conference, all the students from the three different states are actually having a business meeting. So that's a great way for student PTs and student PTAs to kind of get to know these student leaders who are advocating for them and putting on these amazing events like student PT pub nights and volunteer and community service events and things like that. So if you have time in between the lectures, it's a great thing to kind of go to this business meeting held by students for students.
Yeah, get involved with people who are going to be representing you. All right, so I asked Juliet this question a second ago, so I'll ask it to you. Shivani, you've been to Vegas before. If someone's thinking about coming to this Tri-State PT conference, going to get some learning and a few nights in Vegas out of it, what's one thing that they definitely need to go to, one thing they should do or experience while they're there?
You have to go to a club. Last year that I went to Omnia with a few of my friends, and that was really, really fun. And they always have these amazing DJs playing and things like that. So you have to, if you're going to Vegas and it's your first time, you got to go to a nightclub. Have to do it.
Even if you have no rhythm like me?
Even if you have no rhythm, all you need to do is get a couple of your pints in and get on the dance floor.
That's perfect. All right. Looking forward to it, Shivani. And again, more information about that contest, check the show notes of this episode for the link directly there to sign up. Shivani, appreciate your time in letting us in on the inside of what's going on at that Tri-State PT conference.
Yeah, of course.
Love the PT Pinecast?
Yes. Yes.
Support the show by telling a friend or by leaving a review on iTunes or Google Play.
Our home on the internet.
PTPinecast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
If you're looking for education past your physical therapy degree, look no further than Brooks IHL. That's Brooks Rehabilitation Institute of Higher Learning. You can find out more at brooksihl.org. Continuing education along with residencies and fellowships. residencies in orthopedics, geriatrics, women's health, neurologic PT, pediatrics, sports, and a fellowship opportunity as well. So look into it if you're looking to expand your knowledge base, brooksihl.org.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.